adapters to the universal current energy. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with Creative Philosophy Vignettes. The title of this vignette is Adapters to the Original Current Energy of the Universe for our Absolute Philosophy talk. Consider what sort of adapters to the universal energy, to the universal current, are available. In other words, you have a plug on the end of your cord, and that's an adapter. You have a cord designed for Australia, for Japan, for China, for London, for Switzerland, for Africa. You have a cord attached for everything. And then there is a universal cord that has an ability to attach to any plug. And I have several of those that I take with me when I travel around the world. Now, these adapters will receive the energy from all of these sources, AC, DC, and current that is sometimes difficult to get a hold of. But these adapters allow me to do that and put it on my computer and put it on my camera charging and all the other things that I want to do. So, as I think of these adapters, I think of them as those little things that help me to be one with the universal current, one with the universal energy. And the universal energy is there available for anybody. It's there available for any person who wants to tap into it and utilize it for whatever purpose they want. Now, that universal current is coming in a different flow at different places. Some is direct current, where it is continuously flowing, and others is alternating current, where it's on and it's off, and it's on and it's off, and it's on and it's off. And you would think that these would have to have an adapter that would be quite unique, because to change alternating to direct and direct to alternating current for the use of various devices should be very complex. Well, now, I have a Baum razor, and I also have a Norelco razor. And now both of these razors have a universal adapter in them. Their plug can be attached to any current, and within the razor itself is this little adapter that changes it from one type of current to another. Or does it? Does it rather take the current that comes and utilizes it just the way it is in a strength that's stronger or less, to fit the need of the shaver? Now, Brahm has been doing this for years and years and years, very successfully, very simply, and has been very beneficial as people travel the world with their Brahm electric razor. And it works so nice, so perfectly, so wonderfully. But many times we plug in and we don't have the proper adapter and we burn out our tape recorder, we burn out our camera, we burn out something, and that's not very nice, because that could be a lot of money wasted because we were careless in not having the proper adapter. Now, we have the universal current that's available to us, and the universal current is available to us as power, as the energy of the universe, for the energy is what we are. And as this energy of the universe, we'd like to utilize it, put it to work in our own life and our own affairs. And how do we do it? Well, we say, well, we should have an adapter like Brahm has, you know, or like Norelco has, or like whatever. We should have an adapter. Well, do we really need an adapter? Or do we need a condition which might be called oneness? If you are one as with the universal current, then you do not need an adapter, for you are in the universal flow. And you say, well, come on now, our equipment is not built that way. That's right. The equipment is not built that way. It's all proprietarily built, where Brahm does one thing and Norelco does another thing and Sony does another thing, and all these different companies do different things, and they have their proprietary approach to energy. Now, you would think that they would like to have everyone be be able to universally use energy and use it with the same efficiency and with never a hang-up. You would think that all of the forces in the world that create energy for their communities and for their world, they would create energy with the same type of an input-output, but they don't do it. There's still that separateness. They want to be separate. They want to be unique. They want to be proprietary. They want to be something that makes them necessary. And they don't realize that the more they want to make themselves necessary, the more they put themselves out of the market. Now you say, well, now what about Bill Gates with his Microsoft? He has made that rather proprietary. Well, yes and no. He's made it proprietary to a degree, and then he has made it available to everybody. Now, there are some companies, and these companies are working in computers, and they are universal. They are available for anybody to utilize their activities without any charge. And then when you make an improvement to it, you have to make that improvement free to flow with the rest of it. Now, in doing that with Linux and a few of the others, what are they doing? They are non-proprietary. They are making their service available universally. And as they make their service available universally, little by little, they will come into their place. They'll come into their world, not as fast as Microsoft has done, not as fast as Apple has done and some of the others, but they'll come in. And the day will come when these free services will be available to everybody. Oh, they'll find a way to charge you for something. But these, the basic foundation, the adapter to enter into the infrastructure of all of the internet activities, that will be available to all beings, all mankind, without a charge. And when that's available without a charge, then the universal oneness will be on its way to being recognized. As I say, there will be the desire to make money and to maintain these programs and other programs, but as of now, these programs have backers and sponsors. These programs have people who are working on them, people who are putting great sums of money into it, and they're putting it into their in an eleemosynary way without any expectation of something coming back. It's merely because they like the program so much, and by their investing in the program and making it better for themselves, they make it better for everybody else, and they make it a universal program. Now, unfortunately, we don't have a universal program yet, but it's in the mill. They're working on it, and they're doing their best. So, for the moment, we have adapters, and these adapters are variable in the way that they're created, but basically, they all fall down into one thing. It's just different plugs to go into different circuitry in different worlds, and the plugs deliver the same energy, the same universal power, wherever they are picked up. And as you and I, link ourselves with the universal energy in our thought, in our mind, in our world, we'll find that this universal energy was always there for us. And it's there for us now to use in every wonderful, positive way if we choose to do it. Because it is exciting and it is wonderful. Now think on these things because they really are something to consider. Adapters to the universal current energy, it is for us to be one with it, one as it, and benefit thoroughly through it. So this day, join with me as I am one as universal current, one as universal energy. I am one as the adapter that all flows beautifully, wonderfully, and perfectly in my life. It's an exciting adventure, isn't it? It's a wonderful adventure, too. And know that as you join me in that adventure, great and beautiful things happen. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.